blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Amos 5:18-20. The prophecy of Amos chapter 5 verse 18-20. Woe to you who long for the day of the Lord. Why do you long for the day of the Lord? That day will be darkness, not light. It will be as though a man fled from a lion only to meet a bear, as though he entered his house and rested his hand on the wall only to have a snake bite him. Will not the day of the Lord be darkness, not light, pitch dark, without a ray of brightness? My theme for reflection is finding true refuge in God. Finding true refuge in God. Have you ever found yourself fleeing one storm only to find yourself caught in another? You thought you were escaping toxicity in a relationship, monotony in your work, or frustration in your current life season, only to discover that the greener pastures you sought brought their own challenges. Why does this happen? Is it possible that the problem lies not in the circumstances we flee, but in the condition of our hearts as we navigate life? The text from Amos resonates deeply with the human tendency to seek safety and solace in places or parts we believe will shield us from life's storms, only to find that these refuges fail us. Amos paints a vivid picture. A man fleeing from a lion only to meet a bear. He thinks he is finally safe, rests his hand on the wall of his home, and is beaten by a snake. What a tragic irony. This passage challenges us to confront an uncomfortable truth. Our attempts to outrun the challenges of life often fail because we carry our deepest issues within us. The people in Amos' time longed for the day of the Lord, imagining it as a time of vindication and relief from their troubles. But God warns them that it will not be the deliverance they anticipate. It will be darkness, not light. Why? Because their longing for God's intervention was not rooted in a sincere desire to live in righteousness, but in a misguided hope that God would solve their external problems while ignoring the brokenness within. They wanted escape, not transformation. This text calls us to examine whether we too are trying to bypass the hard work of inner growth and obedience to God's ways. Are we running from the discomfort of refinement and discipline, hoping for a quick fix? Like the people Amos addressed, we may cry out for God to change our circumstances while ignoring his call to change our hearts. True deliverance comes not from escaping outward challenges, but from aligning ourselves with God's will, even in the midst of difficulty. The path of righteousness is not easy, but it is the only place where we can find lasting peace and joy. My dear friends, Amos' warning is sobering, but it also invites us to reflect on the nature of God's love. His warning is not condemnation for its own sake, but a plea for repentance and realignment. God desires to be our anchor, not a temporary hiding place, but a steady refuge in whom we can stand firm no matter what storms we face. Let us not long for the day of the Lord as a quick solution to external problems while neglecting the deeper work of inner transformation. Instead, may we come before God with humility, seeking his guidance and strength to walk steadfastly on the path of righteousness. In this, we find a refuge that is truly secure, not by escaping life's challenges, but by being anchored in his purposes. Dietrich Bonhoeffer captures this call beautifully. The righteous person lives for the sake of justice. To be righteous means to live for the sake of a just cause, not to live for one's own cause. This means allowing God's righteousness to shape not only our hearts, but also our communities, turning outward to respond to the brokenness around us. Just as we have received mercy, we are called to embody it, living as instruments of his justice and hope in the world. Only in this alignment with God's purposes will our longing find its ultimate fulfillment. There are three questions for reflection today. Number one, what lions or bears am I running from in my life? Number two, am I seeking refuge in things or people that cannot truly save or satisfy me? Number three, am I willing to stay the course of righteousness, trusting God's process, even when it is uncomfortable or uncertain? Lord, teach us to stop running from one false refuge to another. Help us to confront our inner struggles with honesty and surrender them to you. May we trust you to be our anchor, guiding us through the storms of life and leading us into the true light and peace that only you can give. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore.